This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Let's do the over-unders.
Okay.
So here's what we're going to do. You know, Mike and Chris, you should just pick from the over-under totals and pick, you know, four. They probably did six teams each and see what their record was at the end of it. You and I are going to go head-to-head here. We're going to have the Mets total, Yankees total, and then some individual props over-under numbers for the year. Mm-hmm. We have a list of, I have five Met props. You have five Yankee props.
I got them.
And then on top of that, the Mets and Yankees over-under win total.
Yes.
We are going to select six from that total. Six each.
Okay. Okay.
And there would be a tiebreaker on top of it in case we both go 3-3.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be a tiebreaker. Six, fair number?
Sounds good.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's like a draft. Well, I have a coin here.
I like it.
Yeah, I have a coin here.
Or Wally Backman, you could have said, you know, you could have said that.
What the hell did I just say? Here it is, the penny. I have a penny. Zoo brought in a penny. We'll have a coin flip to see who goes first.
Okay.
Now, it's snake style. So let's say you win and go first. You have the first pick. I get number two and three and
yes,
so on.
Yes.
Okay. You want to go over the numbers first or go over the...
I think we should present everybody what we have.
Right. Okay. So I'll
before
go first.
Before we start deciding.
So the Mets win total is 82.5. So
yep.
There are two selections to be made there, either the over or the under. Yankees win total, 91.5. Again, two selections, either the over or the under.
Mm-hmm.
The Mets props that I came up with, we'll start with Pete Alonso, over under 42.5 home runs on the season.
Okay.
Luis Severino, over under a 4 ERA on the season.
Mm.
Jeff McNeil, over under 298 batting average on the season. Francisco Lindor, over under 23.5 steals on the year.
Okay.
And Francisco Alvarez, over under 23.5 home runs on the season. Now, again, you can either select the over or the under.
You don't
have to pick either. We take six from our pool. What do you have?
All right. I think I have a pretty good mixed bag here. I'm going to go. The first one is Soto, OPS, over under 946, which is his actual career mark. So OPS, Soto, over under. This one's a little creative. Volpe. I think you'll like this one. Anthony Volpe, over under 55.5, which represents total steals and home runs combined.
Well, I like that. Okay.
Yeah, I think you like it. So, you know, a little point of reference. Last year, he stole 24 bases. He had 21 home runs. That's obviously 45. I'm tacking on 10 more based on, you know, next,
right.
Whatever. Just not going to hit 209, okay. I don't think. So, Volpe, over under 55.5 total steals, home runs. Number three is Gerrit Cole, over under 20.5 starts.
Wow.
Keep in mind, he had 12 last year. There's a rhythm to this.
Right.
And I found this on my own. I just went digging. I didn't
right.
even find this on a site. He had 12 starts last year before June 1st. Okay?
Okay.
He made 33 starts for the whole year. And the thought is that he will be back by June 1. So I basically deleted the 12 and got to a number. If he's back by June 1st, that would represent that.
Okay.
20.5.
20.5 on Cole. Okay. Did you write mine down or no?
I did not.
Okay. You probably should
I
have.
I should have. Judge, this
out.
Is easy. Judge home runs over under 41.5. I know Pete's 42.5. I remember that.
Right.
Judge 41.5. And the last one, it's funny. You went for a wild card in the rotation. So am I. Clark Schmidt over under 3.75. ERA, which might be a little low for some.
Volpe, what was the total? 55.5?
55.5, total steals and bombs.
And what was your first one that you had?
Soto, OPS, 946.
946.
Now, just give me yours again real quick. Yep. Pete, 42.5.
Pete, 42.5 homers. Yep. Lindor, 23.5 steals.
Hold on, I'm right at that. 23.5 stolen bases. Lindor got it.
Alvarez, 23.5 home runs.
23.5 home runs for Alvarez.
McNeil, 298 batting average.
298, Pete, okay.
McNeil.
I mean, I always say, yeah. I know a Pete McNeil. Jeez, Jeff.
And Seve,
idiot.
4 ERA.
Seve, 4. Gotcha.
And then the Yankees-Mets win total, just so you have
I got those. 91.5 Yanks, 82 and a hook for the Mets.
Yeah, okay.
All right, let's go, baby.
Flip the coin. What do you call?
Give me heads.
I didn't even flip the right one, too.
Yeah. Give me heads. He caught it, at least.
That is heads. You have the first pick.
All right. Can I pass or can I?
You could. Sure, I guess. Defer? You defer?
No, I'm not going to defer,
okay.
Actually.
You get first pick of the over-unders here. And by the way, do you want to say what's on the line before we do this?
Go ahead. You go for it. Tell them what's up.
So we were going to say that the loser has to dress in full uniform as a Met or a Yankee.
Mm-hmm.
But then BT came up with a brilliant idea, which I thought was great. A specific player.
Yeah.
Not just for the Mets or Yankees, but the winner gets to pick what specific player the loser has to dress up.
So if I win and I want to make Sal dress up as Mattingly, he's got to have the stash, the long hair. You got to
come in, do the show for a day.
You got to do the look.
Full Yankee uniform.
Oh, yeah.
Right. I could do the same thing for you with any Met, 86 Met, current Met.
I know.
Lindor, Alonso, all that stuff.
That would be a little fun.
Or you could also pick, like, I can make you dress like Wade Boggs from 86 for the Yankee, for the Red Sox.
Oh.
You'd be full Red Sox uniform.
That's true. I could always do, hey, Chipper.
Yeah,
how you doing, buddy?
There you go. Right.
Hey,
I like that. I like that it's not just a Met or Yankee uniform.
That's right. That's right.
Anyway,
broad parameters.
Those are the stakes. You have the first pick.
I'm going to select the Volpe one. I'm going to go Volpe over under 55.5. I mean, you know, when you steal 24 bases and you basically hit 200, even if you just, you know, uptick 15, 18, 20, 25 points in the BA, which he will. You know, he's going to steal more, walk a little more. I'm going to take the over 55.5, Volpe.
Okay, so now I cannot select the over on that. I could take the under. I get the next two picks. The first one I am going to go with. I hate to be negative here right off the bat. I'm taking the Cole under. I think that's actually a layup. You said 20 starts for Cole?
20.5.
Yeah, 20.5. I'm going to go under Gerrit Cole.
Sal goes under for that.
Under Gerrit Cole, 20.5 starts.
Okay.
And then I am going to, I'll tell you another, I want to say layup.
There are no layups in gambling.
I know,
you should know this by now.
I know he's going to be banged up, but God, 41.5 homers. You know what? I'm going to go Pete. Instead of Judge, I'm going to take Pete over 42.5 because I think he's going to have a monster year. If there's one thing I feel really confident about with the Mets.
Yep.
It's that Alonso's going to hit a lot of homers. I don't know if he's going to have a good year as far as the average goes, everything else.
That's a big story to his batting, because then it's 2 years in a row if it's low.
But he's going to hit over 42.5 home runs. In his walk year, I think that's going to be the case. So I'm going to go Cole under 20.5.
Yep.
Pete over 42.5 home runs. Those are my first two. You're up now for 3-4.
Yeah. Okay. I like him more than you do. I'm going to go with the over. 298 batting average for Jeff McNeil.
Wow.
Yeah.
I would not have taken that for the record.
He's a professional hitter.
Okay.
I'm going to go with McNeil. That's number one. I can't make this two pro Mets here. Poison the water.
Remember, you don't want to lose. This is not a brownie points contest. I do not want to dress up as whatever Yankee you want.
I'm looking to win, dude.
McNeil over
Yankees. 91.5 wins.
Whoa!
Yeah, they'll be low 90s. I'm not saying 95, 96. They'll be 92, 93.
Give me the over. Woohoo!
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one. Yankees over win total. I am going to. So you took your two there, right?
Yes, I have three total.
And now I go two here.
Correct.
Yankees over. I'm just trying to write these down. 91.5. Okay.
Maybe Hoff should be writing these at home.
Yeah, I am good to go.
What's up, Hoff?
I like
some tough ones.
I am going to go Alvarez over 23.5.
What a surprise. Everything's skewing positively for the Mets here.
Well, I just think that number is extremely low.
And everything's going to be rosy for his Mets, of course.
He hit more than that last year, over 23.5 home runs.
Think of that, buddy.
And I'm going to take... Oh, man. I'm going to take Soto over. I'm going to take the Soto over 946 OPS. I'm hesitant. I really want to take Judge over because I think that's it. Like, think about this for a second.
Yeah.
Pete's number is 42.5. Judge is 41.5.
I know.
Like, it's not about him hitting the homers. It's about him playing.
Yep.
I want to take it. I want to take it. I want to take it. But I know it's like almost a sucker's bet because the number's so low.
Mm-hmm.
Is he going to play enough to hit that? And even if he plays 120 games, he might hit that anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I'm going to stay away from it. I'm going to go Soto over 946. All right, next two are yours.
Okay. I'm going to stay away from the Cole one. There's just too much variables or too much variance.
So you're not taking the over
can't
there?
Do that.
Okay.
Not yet. No, I'm not. I'm not. I like the Judge over home run. I'm high on Clark Schmidt.
Take the Soto under?
I was actually thinking slightly under. Believe it or not, for not nothing.
It's a high
you know.
Number. I just think he's going to have a monster year.
I do too.
And I think it's a safe. The reason why I picked that, I think it's a safer bet
mm-hmm.
to go Soto over that than Judge over on
yeah.
homers.
I understand the reason there. I got you. Listen, God, this is really skewing a little favorably here for the Mets, but I want to win. I think Severino's going to be really good this year. I do.
You've been saying that.
I have been saying that for the last month. I didn't even tell you this. I drafted him. I took him. I mean, I didn't take him that early.
Right, but still.
But, you know, and when I took him, I let the whole room know. I've been saying with Sal, yeah. You know, I had Sevy's back. He's going to bounce back. I'm bullish on him. I'm going to take the under slightly.
Under 4
on
ERA.
On Severino, 4.00 ERA. Under.
His career ERA is lower than that.
It is.
All right.
It is. And different league. They've got to get used to him. Yeah.
Now you got one more here.
I know.
And then I go two, and my final two, and then you have the last one.
Yeah, so after the Sevy under the four. I got to go over Pief home runs.
No, you can't.
Why?
I took it.
Oh, that's right.
Off the board.
That's right.
Blocked you. I took it.
Yeah.
Checker on checker. That is not an option.
Okay.
You can take the under.
I could, but I don't believe that it's going to be under, so I'm not taking it.
Interesting that we haven't had, outside of that, I guess,
yeah,
the same.
That's true. That's true. Because I think we're kind of fishing for different things, but the deeper you get, it's almost unavoidable. Man, I'm not touching Cole.
How about the Mets?
You took over for Judge home runs?
I did not.
You did not touch that?
I did not.
Yo, lock it in.
Whoa!
It's Judge time.
Here you go.
Hey, right. I got two words for you. Or rise.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I would have actually taken that next. Because if you didn't take it,
yeah.
I would have had to. I can't leave it on the board there.
Over 41.5.
I mean, how does he not? It'd have to be a disastrous season for him as far as the health goes to not hit over.
And then at that point, I won't even care if I win the bet. If it's that kind of like a disaster season.
I'll be dressing you up.
Who would you make me be? Like, who's the leader in the clubhouse right now? The first one that comes to mind.
I got to get some intel first.
Yeah,
whatever Met you hate the most.
I don't hate any Mets.
Yeah. Maybe Red Sox. Maybe a Brave.
Oh,
I don't know.
God. Braves are fairly, benign.
Maybe Ken Griffey Jr.
We beat them.
Yeah, maybe 1995 Ken Griffey Jr. We could do that version.
Oh,
I got one.
A painful one.
Maybe we do one of those bobbleheads right there. Luis Gonzalez, 2001 Diamondbacks.
That could be another one, you idiot. Come on.
All right, so my final two here.
Yes.
This is, I'll tell you the difficulty that I'm having. Mm. Heart versus head.
It's always a challenge. What you really should pick is under 82.5 for the Met wins, but you won't.
Well, that's the point. My heart is saying over.
Yeah.
My head is saying under.
What do you trust more?
That's why I stay away.
Okay.
I am going to do this. The Yankees are not going to win over 91 in our games.
This guy.
I am going Yankees under.
Yeah. Stunning.
What do you mean stunning?
This is your show. Go ahead. Like this part of the just so you I'm going to lay out. Go ahead.
No, Yankees under 91. That's
all. Back it up a little bit. Something to say.
Going into the year, if I'm worried about Judge's health, if Cole's not there for 2 months and I don't think he's going to have over those 20 starts, they're in a tough division. I'm sorry, I don't see it. Mm-hmm. I mean, they could be 9 games better than they were a year ago, and I still get that number. So I'm going to go Yankees under 91.5, and then I have one more pick. You took Volpe over. I like that one.
Yep, over, under 55.5 total steals and home runs.
You took Judge over.
Yep.
I like that
41.5.
I'm not going to touch Clark Schmidt. I like him. I just wouldn't touch that one.
I could see that.
Soto went over. I'm not touching Sevy.
Mm-hmm. I didn't. I took under four.
I'm torn. I'm either going to do McNeil under, which would be another head-to-head
for
us. That
would be head-to-head, yep. What about the stolen bases for Lindor?
Yeah, or over the stolen base.
Because he had 31 last year, 16 the year before.
Yeah,
he plays every day. God forbid he misses a sign. I want him to, but if he does, that, and even, you know, I mean, but the 16 to the 31 was a big jump, but that was because of the inability to throw over to first base. So maybe that's his new norm for the next couple of years.
Right, and 23 kind of in between.
Then again, it gets off to a slow start, maybe. Weather's a little cold like it usually does.
I've narrowed it down. I'm either going over 23.5 for Lindor or under McNeil batting average. I don't believe in McNeil. I'm going to go over. I'll stay positive here and go over Lindor 23.5 steals.
Okay. That was your last pick, right?
Yes, you have the final pick.
I've got one more.
Yeah. And then we get the tiebreaker.
This would be the final dagger for you.
You're going under Mets, aren't you?
Yep. Under 82.5. Under. Now, to be fair to this, right? You know, January, February, they felt like a 75-win team.
Yeah, you were saying that bad. I thought they'd be better than that, but...
I know you did. I don't feel like this is a 75-win team. I don't. I feel like it's more... It's close. Mm-hmm. Like, that number's close. 80. Maybe you scrounge out 81.
Make you sweat that last week of the season as the Mets try to push to 500.
Under 82.5.
All right. Tiebreaker. Total games played. We're going to give a number.
Okay. Total, oh, yeah, yeah. And whoever's, I like this. Yeah.
Whoever's closest to the number.
Yep.
Total games played for Judge and Soto.
Combined.
Total games played for both.
All right. Let me just do a little math very quickly. Or I had a number. I just want to make sure that I'm going to stick with this number here. I'll do that. We'll do,
man.
We'll do this. Mm-hmm. So it's out of 8, 16, 24, 32. So out of 324 possible games.
Right.
That's the number. I've got mine.
All right. You want to unveil it? I have mine
sure.
as well.
290.
I'm at 270. All right.
Stunning.
No, what do you mean stunning?
Again,
I got Soto for 150, Judge for 120. It was a 20-game difference. It's not that big of a deal.
I got Soto for 155.
Okay.
I got Judge for 135.
So we're not that... I mean, you got Judge a little bit more. We're not that far off. Now, whoever's closer. I'm at 270. You're at 290.
That's 20 games different. That's a pretty decent amount.
Well, five more for Soto. Maybe I sold Soto short.
But that's what every day. I almost feel like of the two, that was... more of a reach.
I feel like maybe 150 is a lot in today's
game,
but I forgot.
But he's playing for a contract.
He might play 160.
He might.
And I probably sold him a little bit short there.
I got 290.
All right, I'm going to go 270.
Okay.
Whoever's closer, and just to recap, I have Garrett Cole. This is for the season. BT and Sal, over-unders. Winner gets to pick what baseball player in full uniform the loser has to dress up as. I'm going Garrett Cole under 20.5 starts. Alonzo over 42.5 homers. Alvarez over 23.5 homers. Soto over 946 OPS. Yankees under 91.5 total wins. And Lindor over 23.5 stolen bases.
Okay.
And you have?
I didn't write them all down.
I got a Volpe over 55.5 combined.
Home runs and steals.
Yes. McNeil over 298 batting average.
Yep, definitely had Clark Schmidt under 3.75
ERA.
You didn't
pick that. You picked Yankees.
I mean, Severino under 4.0. That's what I meant. My bad.
Severino under 4.0.
Mets under 82.5. Yanks over 91.5 wins.
Judge over 41.5 homers.
Judge over that with the bombs. Yeah, and now that I think about this, because my mind's so like recent, like current players, even going back. Now, I'm going to have to go back into the 70s and like, I'm going to find some like Mark the Bird Fidrich with the floppy, crazy disco hair.
Catfish Hunter.
Yeah, I think Reggie with the chips. Remember the show Chips?
Yeah, bam,
yeah,
I think I'm going to put you in a Met uniform. Just a matter of which Met it's going to be. It's either Mets or Red Sox.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to feel the pain
that
you deserved after a long season of losing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh,